AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The National Hurricane Center says Ian is now a Category 3 storm. Top sustained winds near 120 miles per hour as it gathers more strength over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, heading towards southwestern Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says people in the path have to evacuate the beach towns and along the bays and rivers.
We know this thing is going to be hitting the state directly sometime tomorrow evening. You still have some time, but that time is rapidly running out.
The storm is expected to bring as much as a 12-foot storm surge, as well as just under 2 feet of rain to many parts of Florida. Widespread catastrophic flash urban and river flooding is expected in central and western Florida starting tomorrow. Similar flooding is in the forecast for northern Florida, southeastern Georgia, and coastal South Carolina by the end of the week and through the weekend. Tornadoes possible through tomorrow in central and south Florida. Russia claims people in four parts of Ukraine controlled by its military have voted to join Russia. The referenda roundly condemned by other nations, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky calls on the United Nations Security Council to completely isolate Russia with additional sanctions. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the United States and Albania are co-sponsoring a Security Council resolution that
condemns the sham referenda, calls on all states to not recognize any altered status of Ukraine, and obligates Russia to withdraw its troops from Ukraine immediately.
She also warned Russia against using its veto.
Let me be clear. If Russia uses its veto to shield itself from accountability, we will then look to the UN General Assembly to send an unmistakable message to Moscow.
The resolution will be before the Security Council later this week or early next. This is AP News. A California murder suspect and his teen daughter are killed in a shootout with police. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
California authorities say an abducted 15-year-old girl and her father, who was a fugitive wanted in the death of the teen's mother in a domestic violence incident Monday, were both killed in a shootout with law enforcement. Investigators had issued an Amber Alert after Anthony John Graciano fled with his daughter. He had been described as armed and dangerous. The San Bernardino County Sheriff says Graciano's daughter, Savannah Graciano, was wearing tactical gear as she ran towards sheriff's deputies during a firefight on a highway in the desert. Authorities say she was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Her 45-year-old father was pronounced dead at the scene.
A Northern California man is charged with identity theft and forgery by writing dozens of checks from the bank account of his roommate, who died in their home nearly 4 years ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.